Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. A couple of weeks away from the NFL draft, but each and every day we're going to bring you draft prospects until this thing goes down on the 28th. But with that said, we have the Texas Longhorn standout receiver, Marcus Johnson. And if you're not aware of him, very talented kid, even the godfather of NFL scouting, Gil Brandt, the pioneer of the scouting thing that we call the draft now, wrote some nice positive things about him, and I'm sure that had to make our guests feel pretty good. But with that said, with no further ado, it's Marcus Johnson. Marcus, we appreciate you taking your time. Can you believe your Texas teammates are going through spring ball mode and you're waking up every day grinding for the NFL?
Yeah, it's definitely different, man. Being able to, experience 4 years at that university and, you get into that routine and everything and for it to kind of, be cut, be done with it. And, now I'm training and chasing my lifelong dream. It's definitely a blessing to be in this position. And, I definitely wish all those guys the best.
Nice. And some guys joke around and they agree with it. I mean, have you caught yourself maybe waking up in the morning thinking you missed practice because you're so used to that routine?
honestly, I haven't, man. I've been so focused on, making sure I'm as prepared as possible that I hadn't, I hadn't had anything like that. I definitely feel like once the season starts and I see those guys out there playing their first game against Notre Dame, I think it'll hit me then. I'll be like, man, my time at the university is, it's truly over. And, I'm an alumni now for the university.
Yes, you are. You are alumni now. For you, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, if you were playing at that young age, were you that kid, scoring 5 touchdowns a game, basically every time you touched the ball with 6 points?
Yeah, man. My biggest asset when I was younger was speed. So it was a lot better feel for me being able to get the ball and just run around all over the place.
end around, right?
Right. And as you get older, you learn, man, that quickly comes to a halt. You have to learn. You have to truly learn and understand the game because, speed is just one asset, being a great player.
Definitely. And I always take it, knowing you were coming on, I was happy or excited about that. And, then I'm checking your bio. And, I'm not redshirting at all at a program like Texas is up. That's pretty impressive. Obviously, you came right out of high school and you were pretty able to adapt and, you saw some action. What was that like going from, the high school level and then boom, you're at Texas?
Man, it was a lot of up and down, honestly. I don't have any regrets about it, though. It's one of those things, man. You just like I'm getting ready for the NFL now, it was the same coming out of high school, man. I made sure that I was consistently working. I stayed in shape and, just wanted to be able to, be in my best form to seize any opportunity that came my way when I first got to the university. And, me not redshirting, it had its pros and its cons, and I definitely got the experience under my belt very early. And a lot of people don't know, I was 17 years old when I first got to UT, so I was a young
wow.
kid. And, I felt like I was able to adapt pretty well, and I was able to, adjust to the game the way I would have liked to.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Marcus Johnson here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show with our featured guests, you guys know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll also have his bio page at collegetopro.com. Like I said, it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. For you, let's break down the nooks and crannies of what you bring to the table. If you're in the film room with some scouts, what are those qualities, what are those traits at the receiver position that you bring where these guys are going to be very, very pleasantly surprised and happy about?
Just getting a feel from the scouts, definitely after my pro day, when I talk to those guys, the first thing that they say is, you have great size, great speed and strength. And I feel like I was able to show all of those things in person, in the flesh at my pro day. I feel like that's, some of my biggest assets. Not only am I a fast receiver, but I'm physical. I'm strong. I have good size. And, I feel like You know, route running can always be something, you know, every receiver has to work on his craft. But I feel like with all those, intangibles that I can, like I said, adapt to the game well, as well as special teams, I feel like that I could be an immediate impact for a team as far as special teams and work my way up the depth chart for receiver. And, just somebody who's not only, a one-dimensional guy. I bring different, aspects of my game in different areas on the field, and I feel like that can definitely be something they can utilize early on in my career.
Excellent stuff. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes, you can only do what your coaches allow you to do on the field. I mean, this is your opportunity to share with anybody that's, maybe scouts that are listening. Is there anything that goes unnoticed, Marcus, that these guys need to know about that they may not see on film?
Man, the biggest thing for me is, like I said, just the work ethic. I feel like guys don't really understand that. And, that's something that going into that next level, I'm going to have to show them with my consistency. But I feel like that's one thing that really goes unnoticed. When you look at a guy's athleticism, sometimes, a lot of guys think, oh, it's God-given. And, that is true. It's definitely a blessing to have the skill set that I have, but the work that I put into it, man, I was taught at a young age to close the gap, fill a gap, man. Don't have any regrets when you're putting in work. And, this game of football that we love has a small window of opportunity. I've never took that for granted, and that's something that, I can only turn up another notch when I get to that next level as far as my work ethic, catching to my craft and just being the best player and overall person that I can be.
Excellent stuff. Great answer, by the way. I mean, I love that. I mean, I love how you kind of responded with that. I mean, saying you never took it for granted and that work ethic instilled in you early and to close the gap. Great response. Fantastic response. I loved it. It's a cliche question, and I'm sure you probably got it 1,000 times, but I mean, guys at the next level, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you kind of pattern yourself after?
Honestly, I haven't gotten any comparisons, and I've actually had that question asked to me before when I was back at school after my pro day. I had an interview with Longhorn Network. They asked who would you want to mirror your game behind, and I told them I'd love to pave my own way, but I feel like it's one of those things where so many great receivers in this league, not only in NFL but collegiate as well, and I feel like whatever team that I may get the opportunity to play for and help win. I feel like whatever receiving core and great receiver that they have there, it's just my job and my duty to go there to learn from them as best as I can and, take the good and the bad with everything. So anything that I need to work on and learn from, I get it for them. I get it from them, and I take their good habits. I take mine, and I just become overall better in that aspect of just learning from different guys and, just taking the great aspects and attributes that they can bring to my game just from a learning standpoint.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, scouts, I mean, not that they don't know. I mean, we're so deep into this thing. But, I mean, if they're looking for some of the best game tape, I mean, what games you think they should peek at to see you at your peak?
Definitely the Oklahoma games, man. My sophomore, junior, senior year against Oklahoma, I was always able to go out there and perform and, I feel like that when I think back on my college career, the Red River rivalry was definitely my highlight of my college career. we didn't throw the ball a whole lot, but they definitely utilized me against Oklahoma. My senior season, you can look at Oklahoma State. I remember my sophomore year against TCU. I remember that game I had like 3 catches for 100 yards. I had some highlights. It definitely wasn't as much as I would have liked, but I can definitely say that scouts can go back to that Oklahoma game, if anything, and really see what I bring to the table against top-tier competition.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Marcus Johnson, the Texas receiver here on the C2P. You folks know iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and collegetopro.com. We'll be posting his bio up there, and you'll have to give us a couple days, folks, or maybe tonight. I know we're having some difficulties getting the bios posted, but you can still do the iTunes and the Block Talk Radio for the interview, and then we'll have the posted bio later this week. For you, were you training anywhere? Did you stay on campus? Kind of how did you get ready for pro days and things of that nature?
I took a semester off, and I trained
back at home at a place called The Lab in Katy, as well as a guy named Rashard, also known as Footwork King in Cyprus. And I went to Footwork King for, you know, my position drill stuff and my routes. And at The Lab, that's where I got the core of my pro day training. And both of those places I'm actually training with right now. So they've showed great love. They helped prepare me in so many different ways. And, you know, that's I attribute that a lot to my success at the pro day, and which really helped me gain a lot of momentum in this whole process. So, you know, I thank them a lot, and you know, I look forward to, you know, working with them in the long term, not only this year, but, you know, in the future, whenever I have any off time or downtime to come back home, that definitely be the first two stops that I go to.
Awesome. And we were talking prior to coming on live, Gil Brandt, I mean, we call him the godfather of the draft. He wrote some pleasant things about you, saying that you're definitely a draftable guy. I'm sure when you read that, it had to put a smile on your face, probably put some validation in the hard work that you've put in. But what was it like just knowing that somebody of his caliber kind of, you know, maybe gave you the blessing, if you will, that you're a draftable guy?
Man, that was huge, man. You know, I have so much thanks and so much love for that guy for taking his time to do that with all the respect and, you know, all the players that he, you know, he took his time into looking into. I thank him for, you know, putting me out there like that. And, you know, it's a huge blessing to be in this position. You never know what's going to happen come draft day, but I can definitely say that the hard work has paid off for him to take his time, you know, to make a write-up like that and to mention my name. And I appreciate it. You know, like I said, man, it's a huge blessing.
You know, he always teases me because every time I'm around him, I'm like, we got to sit and talk. And he's, you know, he jokes around. He's like, what do you, because I just love picking his brain. I mean, he just has so many stories. He's just such a fountain of knowledge and kind of hear about the old days of scouting. I mean, you know, they would lock guys in hotel rooms and keep them from other teams. They wouldn't even let you get out. They would literally lock you in the room. They wouldn't let, say, the Chiefs find you. I mean, it was so many.
Crazy.
I mean, when you hear these stories,
thing I noticed when I saw the little write up. You know, he's a senior analyst, man. He's seen it all. You know, he's been through it all, and like you said, I'm sure it'd just be something great to pick his brain and just to learn from how the game's evolved and, you know, how much more intense it is these days.
Yeah, it's impressive. Like I said, and if you love the game or love what he does, and like I said, you can sit and listen to him, and he does such a nice job in delivery. For you, I mean, let's kind of break down pro day because I want to get your numbers. You know, what's your height and weight right now?
Right now I'm 6'1", 205. I recently went to the Houston Texans local day, and they got me at 6'1", 205. That was just this past weekend. But my pro day, man, my pro day was definitely something special. I had an 11.3 broad jump.
Wow.
I had a 37-inch vertical. I did 22 on the bench press. You know, I caught the ball well. And, you know, a couple of scouts actually kept me over after the pro day to get extra information, man. So it was a blessing. You know, starting out, we took the Wonderlic. And, you know, teams really just came for Hassan. You know, Hassan's he's had great success at Texas, and he's getting ready for the NFL draft. And a lot of teams, you know, came to see him. And for me to leave an impact and an impression on those scouts after my pro day, and for them to you know, keep me afterwards and show interest, and you know, just get information and stay in contact with me, that definitely just, you know, put the icing on the cake and really show, you know, what hard work can do.
Nice, excellent. God bless you for that. That good day. I mean, what a time to shine and let you the best show. Did you get times on your 40? Did you get a roundabout? I know that they're sacred numbers, but were you able to catch or anything from there?
Oh yeah. The NFL.com had my times, and I had an official 4.38.
4.38.
Yes, for official 4.38.
Jeez. That's a great time, man. I got a little nervous because we've been talking speed since, you know, the show started. You said you had the speed, and then you're like, I jumped 11.3, and then you're like, I did a 37-inch vert. I'm like, oh, he's killing us. Then you're like 22.
I don't know.
But then you didn't mention the 40. Yeah, I'm like, you don't mention the 40. I'm like, oh, man, don't say he ran. I mean, don't say you ran like a 4.69 or some crazy thing. Like, oh, you're gonna ruin the whole thing. Like the whole thing. Like you make this cake, it looks great. You icing it all up, and then it tastes like garbage or something. I was like, oh, say something good.
Right.
Excellent stuff. Well, that's man. I mean,
yeah,
I tell you what, Marcus.
I think some teams got me fast. They, you know, we had 31 teams in attendance, and they came out with a consensus for a 4-3-8. So that was definitely.
Yeah, and I've been in those meetings. Yeah, it's a consensus. Like I said, I mean, because there's just so many hands on. You know, we all got different clocks, and there's just so many different numbers. I mean,
right.
But, you know, and sometimes I ain't gonna lie. I mean, you know, as much as you're there waiting for you to launch off that pad, sometimes you just miss it. Somebody's asking you a question right when you're about to run or something. I mean, because it's split second, you got to hit it right then. You'd be amazed. You'd think it's just so simple, but thank God there's different or a large amount of scouts when these numbers are going down.
Right.
Fantastic show, and I appreciate you sharing your day with us. Obviously, you got bigger and brighter things ahead of you, and we really do appreciate you stopping by. But with that said, we do like to send you off with a couple lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, besides earning the paycheck from the NFL, if you had to do some side jobs, are we more likely to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes? Are we more inclined to see you as the leader of a boy band?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'd have to go with a boy band, I guess. Boy band.
I love it. Nice. And then the final question, this is a question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Marcus, if you could take out any female celebrity on the planet, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Beyonce. That's easy. Beyonce.
Yeah, there she goes. Just so you know, we tally up the names. We announce the winner on draft day. Alicia Keys got a couple titles. Beyonce, I think, is going for her third. Rihanna dethroned her last year, but I'm pretty sure Beyonce is definitely the leader in the clubhouse this year. She came back strong in 2016.
Oh,
so you're piling the votes on at this point. It's kind of like when you're up by like 18 in the quarter in a basketball game, and next thing you know, you're up by 34. You're just on your way to a blowout now. So, but hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Again, best of luck in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure you're going to shake out good somewhere. And like I said, man, just, again, appreciate your time today.
Man, I appreciate y'all for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Marcus Johnson, the Texas receiver, here on the C2P. One more time, folks, if you want to listen to this show in its entirety, you want to download it, do it, you want iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we get things situated on the technical side for us. Can't wait to get his bio posted. It'll be your one-stop and shop. Everything you need to know about this Texas standout. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.